AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In New York City, more than 3 inches of rain in less than an hour touched off widespread flooding that swamped subway trains, washed away cars and trucks, and trapped people in their basement apartments.
The rain was falling such a heavy rate, you know, within an hour or two, everything just boom.
Jason Jordan, an apartment building superintendent in Queens, says he and others tried to get to a woman whose escape was blocked by a door held shut by the swirling water.
Tenants heard her. She was screaming, help me, help me, help me. We all came to her aid trying to get her out, but it was so strong of the water, you know, the thrust of the water was so strong, we could not peel the door back.
12 of the now 45 known deaths from the severe weather caused by the remnants of Hurricane Ida along the East Coast were in New York City. President Biden says help is on the way.
Hurricane Ida didn't care if you were a Democrat or a Republican, rural or urban. Its destruction is everywhere. And it's a matter of life and death, and we're all in this together.
Biden travels to Louisiana tomorrow. The Coast Guard is investigating reports of possible oil spills in the Gulf resulting from Hurricane Ida after the publication of aerial photos by the Associated Press. Tonight, the president visited with injured U.S. troops at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center outside Washington. The president meeting with the 15 Marines in the hospital who were wounded in the suicide bombing at the Kabul airport, which killed 11 other Marines, an Army soldier, and the Navy corpsman. A British national admits in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, that he played a leadership role in an Islamic State scheme to torture, hold for ransom, and eventually behead American hostages. Alexander Anand Cody pleading guilty to all 8 counts against him, including the deaths of 4 American hostages, journalist James Foley and Steve Sotloff, and aid workers Peter Kassig and Kayla Muller. This is AP News. President Biden promises to take steps to protect people impacted by a strict new abortion law in Texas. The Supreme Court refused a request for an emergency stay of the law that went into effect yesterday. The AP's Jessica Gresko reports the law prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity, usually at around 6 weeks.
Abortion providers have been said that they're devastated by it. They've vowed to continue fighting. Meanwhile, anti-abortion groups and the Texas lawmakers who passed this law are cheering what the court did and hoping that they get more positive rulings from this more conservative court.
The enforcement of the measure is in the hands of private citizens who can file suit against providers and others who help a woman obtain an abortion. A number of other Republican-controlled states say they are considering using the Texas law as a template for their own abortion restrictions. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.